Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Even though God had promised to be with and to deliver the Jews from their enemies as they traveled toward Canaan, He did not guarantee they would have an easy time of it. There were enemies along their way from Egypt to the Promised Land. The Jews encountered Amorites, Moabites, Ammonites, and other hostile tribes as they made their arduous journey. For example, Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not permit the Israelites to pass through his territory. When Sihon and his army came against the Israelites, they were soundly defeated. The Jews took all the cities, but kept the cattle as the spoils of war. Deuteronomy 2:30-35. The Jews turned and went up by way of Bashan. Og, the king of Bashan, came out against the Israelites, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. Deuteronomy 3:1. Bashan was slightly off the route the people of God would take on their journey to Canaan. But from a military viewpoint, it was wise for them to remove Bashan so that they could not be attacked from the right flank when they were ready to cross the River Jordan. The battle occurred near the city of Edrei, which apparently contained one of the royal palaces of King Og. Deuteronomy 1:4. Israel was not attempting to make their land holdings larger. They just wanted to remove any barriers to their nation's safety. They knew how difficult the crossing of the Jordan would be, and they did not want anyone to interfere with their entrance into the Promised Land. We have no way of knowing the relative sizes of the army of Israel and the army of Bashan, but size and strength had nothing to do with the Israelites' victory or loss. If the Jews were faithful to God, there was no way any army, regardless of size or strength, which could conquer them. On the other hand, if the Jews outnumbered their enemies 10-1, the Jews would lose if they had rebelled against the will of God. There are a number of incidents in the Old Testament to establish these observations. When we are on the Lord's side, there is no way we can lose. Before the battle between the Israelites and the people of Bashan began, the Lord gave the Jews this assurance. And the Lord said unto me, Fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into your hand. And you shall do unto him as you did unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon. Deuteronomy 3:2. I know the church is not in a military struggle with anyone, and by the very nature of the Lord's church, cannot engage in military hostilities. In other words, the church is not and must not become a military organization. The church must be militant, but not military. We do not know exactly how the Lord overruled in the Jews' battle against Bashan. We do know that the Lord promised deliverance to the nation of Israel. If King Og's army was many times larger than that of the Israelites, the army of God would win because the Lord was on their side. When the dust of battle had disappeared, the Jews had won a mighty victory. They had conquered all that God had promised them. While God's people under the new covenant are not in a military conflict, we are in a battle for the church's very life. On every side, there are countless enemies of the cross. Tragically, some of those enemies claim to be friends. But whatever the case, we can have the assurance that we are going to win if we are on the Lord's side. Is that not what Paul had in mind when he wrote, No, in all things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Romans 8:37. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.